A young man in Hangzhou has changed his name due to the fact that one of the characters in his name is simply too difficult to comprehend. In a digital era of mobile payment, the young man complains, a difficult name that can't even be recognized by the computer makes life a million times more difficult. Difficult comes up so very often. Niu Honglian.
Yeah.
I have to admit, when we first met, I thought you were very cute and a
Oh.
smart lady, but I did not like your name because I did not know how to pronounce the middle character of your name. And I realized that sometimes the computer has a little bit of difficulty to find it, as it doesn't come up very in the first couple of searches. So tell me about the difficulties of having a difficult name.
Well, there are more than 80,000 Chinese characters,
Oh.
but only 3,500 of those are commonly used ones.
Phew.
So when it comes to a rarely used character, Chinese people would not recognize it. And often, the computer system, some software or type-in kind of software, also can't do those characters. And let's talk about Zhongwei, this poor guy, because I think his situation is worse than mine. So he's a Hangzhou man who's born in the 1990s, and he recently changed his name because the obstacles that's been there for him
Yeah.
for more than 20 years. And his family name is Zhong, which is not a difficult character, but the name Wei is. So in Chinese, there are a lot of characters with the same pronunciation, but the one his parents choose for him is like hard for people to know and hard for computer systems to recognize. So for him, he can't compete with his friends in group chat for Hongbao because WeChat won't recognize his name, and he can't actually buy a train ticket online because, well, the train tickets purchasing system won't recognize his
Yeah.
name. So he feel like, well, this is the worst sentence. He's saying that he feel like that the time is moving and he is being left alone, left behind, and that is really sad.
I think I would feel anger if I couldn't get those Hongbaos. I'd throw my computer out the window. So I might go through a lot of computers because they're just not recognizing this name that I have. What's wrong with my name? Because according to, if I was this guy, his parents went through the whole Xinhua dictionary for a long time, and spent the time to finally pick this beautifully written name, Wei. It is pronounced the same as another name, though, in Chinese, which means great and mighty.
Mighty.
So you can understand, though, that his life has been complicated. Luckily, the local police office helped him get his ID kind of changed to something similar or pretty much his name as he has it, as it was meant to be. But looking at this, here's where how I feel. This doesn't really happen in English. The English language is nowhere near as old as Chinese, because Chinese has been Chinese for such a long time, 4,000 years of maybe this language. So yeah, there's words that were used 4,000 years ago to name a person. And I realize that sometimes practicality rules our lives. But should a name only be practical? Do we all have to be Johns and, Tims and this and that? I mean, as we get globalized, will we also just forget our own roots of our own cultures and what those names are? Or should we make efforts, like his parents did, to bring back names and make them relevant? What a great way to keep it relative. We sing the praise of these guys that are singing ancient poetry with modern mix-ups of music we like and listen to today. Why aren't we singing this guy's praises? How much harder is it to do a little homework, a little research, so you don't forget your past, so people can have more interesting and variety names, improve the education so that China doesn't forget? these kind of beautiful names like Wei has.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Well said. Tell that to the computer.
You say that.
That's why I threw it out the window.
You say that.
I can't talk to it anymore.
In a great way. But you don't know my pain. Do you know how many times someone else cannot pronounce my name? And the thing is, when you have a...
Yeah, shame on you, Hyung.
I'm sorry.
When you have
I should be more well-educated.
Character in your name that is hard to recognize. Sometimes the weird thing happened that is people started to mispronounce the other characters, which I totally don't understand. Yeah, it's like they focused too much on the middle character, then they started to mispronounce the first and third one, which is totally not difficult. And I get like double embarrassment for my life. I don't understand why. And all the other characters in my name can be changed into all different kinds of beautiful font, but the middle one stays the same forever. And it looks so weird because you can't have beautiful font with one character is not there.
But yes? Would you rather have another name? A more practical name?
No.
Or are you proud of that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's
and,
what I
Yeah,
thought.
And I wanted to say there's one thing. Well, the reason I said that my situation is not as worse is because my character is recognized by computers, by most computers, especially in recent years, because before, when I'm taking a plane, actually my plane ticket had to be handwritten with a signature or stamps on it. And when I was taking the college entrance exam, my name was, well, actually Niu Kuanglin, meaning that I have a blank.
The square in the middle.
Yeah, the square and blank in the middle because they don't know what's the second character. But now those issues are gradually solved, which is why I'm saying Ryan is right. Because
that's an education test, too. That doesn't like have that leaves a blank there.
Yes. And yeah, and my argument is if my problem, my rarely used character can be there, I think the same thing could happen to this poor guy. Maybe gradually all those 35,000 characters can be put into a system, which is not, if you think about it, not that hard. And I do hope people can enjoy whichever character they like.
Yes, I think so too. And considering how rich the Chinese language is with such a vast lexicon that we do possess, I think it's actually an advantage and a privilege that we have so many choices of characters in our names and in Chinese. For those outside of China who don't master the language as your mother tongue like I am, I do, then just to highlight one fact that with one same tone or and pronunciation, it could have hundreds of different characters to fill that blank. And also, I think another reason why English names in comparison is a lot easier to understand, probably because there's less options out there, is
it's a younger language.
Yes, and also I think with Chinese, each you can mix the characters up, so there's too many variations. But with English, you don't have that problem. But I think I don't know if it's a problem, but maybe change that increasingly English sees is that with other languages, it's being borrowed into English, which makes the names a lot more different and foreign.
Yeah. You know, I want to reference, actually, because if you don't know what I'm talking about right now, yesterday, and you weren't listening, and you hurt my feelings, but if you do know what I'm talking about, love you, okay? Moving on, though, we talked about the benefits of learning another language, but here in, you know, in this language, Chinese, it has such a huge vocabulary because it has such a huge history. And some of these characters have been kind of not used. They're not practical anymore. Yet that doesn't mean we should forget them. All right. Remember, you know, we talked about how if you learn Japanese, you can suddenly, the Japanese have, see different shades of blue. Imagine, China, if you, everybody knew more about these characters, maybe you would see and experience things also more vividly. In what maybe people who had the time to appreciate the small things, to watch the flowers bloom. Now all we want to do is type on the computer and we need to get to where we need to go as fast as possible. But maybe there's a context of beauty that can be discovered in learning this kind of ancient language.
Yes, and trust me, parents, they think they're babies. Their baby is always unique, that yeah. there is no one that can compete with that little baby that's created by you. So parents often would find the rarest of them all to match the yeah. rarest of them all kid that they have. And I do wonder, is the naming purpose more of a practicality thing or more of a aesthetic thing?
Depends on who you ask.
Depends on the parents.
And in the future, do parents need a little bit of advice on this front?
Yeah, because I am one of those people with a rarely used character in my name, so I wanted to say, stop whining.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stop be patient. Later on, your character would be get into the computer system. Just have a little patience and be thankful for your parents who gave you this beautiful character in your name.
Yeah, they took extra time, and that's really cool. Don't forget that extra initiative.
Yes, although it could be a challenge for that child to learn how to write that yeah. character when he or she is growing up. But remember, that was something specially picked for you by Mom and Dad. You're listening to Roundtable.